Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for... What the heck, man? Time's just flying by, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? It's already June 6th in the year of our Lord, 2022, right? Wow. Hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration. That ought to be abundantly clear, ladies and gentlemen. And we believe we can remain peaceful by obeying the supreme law of the land. All of its checks and balances, those are at our fingertips for solutions, folks. We've got the blueprint. We just got to return to it. As Dr. Scott Bradley always says, to preserve the nation is his lifelong goal and collegiate series to match. Available at freedomsrisingsun.com. Dr. Bradley, welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you. Again, as you say, here we are basically halfway through the year already, and you know, we kind of missed the last 2 years. Well, maybe not on radio programs, but in terms of life, and this year seems to be just kind of rocketing by. So, yeah, you're right, fast.
It's rocketing by in one way, yes. We think we're recovering and we're coming out of the last 2 year doldrums, if you will. But really what they've done, at least at government levels, at all levels of government, is they've taken this opportunity to just increase the efforts for tyranny. They've just taken the COVID and the shutdowns and the lockdowns and the masks and the vaccinations and they're continuing to pursue all of that. You say, what do you mean, Sam? We don't have to wear a mask. And not right now, you don't, but they're coming back with it, folks. Hold on. But they're also going to use the success they've had for lockdowns and control of each person to take away your right to keep and bear arms, to create a vaccine passport, to use climate change against you and to lock you down over climate change. They've just used the, I don't know what you want to call it, shot across the bow when it comes to COVID as their kind of warning volley, if you will. Their initial salvo to say, hey, we're coming after your liberties. And we the people, sadly, are kind of accepting it right now. We're falling prey to the propaganda that seems to be ubiquitous everywhere around us. And we've just, I mean, even people who used to stand for your right to keep and bear arms. Okay, that's a right in the Bill of Rights. I get it. But really, it's a right of God-given, inalienable right of self-defense is what we're talking about. It's just codified in guns. But look. Biden now calls for banning assault weapons, which I have a problem with that term in the first place. But anyway, Biden calls for banning assault weapons during, quote, address to the nation. He says the Second Amendment, like all other rights, is not absolute. Now, in my opinion, the guy ought to be impeached. You just can't swear an oath to the supreme law of the land and then run around and say your rights are not absolute. There, I can manipulate your rights and jettison your rights as much as I want to. Look, he swore an oath to uphold the supreme law of the land, which means the Bill of Rights and all of our God-given rights. And if God gave us our rights, who does Biden? Where does he get off saying they're not absolute? No, he can play God. Is that what he's saying? I digress, except to say, look, this guy's out of control. He literally has a address to the nation and says, look, we got to stop you from having your right to keep and bear arms. Your rights are not absolute. Shame on him. He ought to be impeached, Dr. Bradley.
Well, there's no question that in my mind, and that, you know, we've done a whole bunch of rabbit holes lately for impeachment that were just bizarre beyond measure. But when the Constitution specifically has the president take an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. And then it says in Article 2, Section 3, which is the president's job description, he shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. And if you read the 10th Amendment, it says if we did not give the general government authority, we didn't delegate it to them, they don't have it at all, period, end of discussion. So the Second Amendment says that this right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I mean, string these things together, and you find out that the President of the United States is absolutely unequivocally violating his oath of office, as are all of those that are currently sitting night, the House Judiciary Committee just voted for some expanded gun control. Yeah, let's go there too. Let's go climate control. Let's go germ control. Let's go, I mean, you pick anything that they're involved in nowadays, and it violates the 10th Amendment. So I find it interesting that all these rabbit holes they went down so rapidly in the last few years have been absolutely, that were a travesty of anything that had anything to do with impeachment. And nowadays, we just swallow it in great gulps, these ideas. And any law that the general government may come up with, this judiciary committee, in regards to further restraints on the right to keep and bear arms, is an infringement. It violates the Constitution, every single one of those. By the way, the House Judiciary Committee voted on party lines on that thing. But we're finding that many Republicans, including the most senior leadership, are saying, we got to work together on this thing. But they don't have any authority to pick up the baton and carry it through the race. They are not in this race. That is not their duty. Now, by the way, the right to keep bear arms is constitutionally recognized in 44 constitutions of the states. 31 of those specifically noted as an individual right, and many of them wrote it for a defense kind of situation, a defensive kind of situation. 6 of the state constitutions don't mention it, but we have the Second Amendment at the general level that certainly does. These things are well established, traditional, well understood, but the media has been in the fray for so long, playing the advocate of control to the point that people believe that there is a place for government to be involved in this thing. And obviously, the population has been swayed dramatically. And so, I mean, we could talk about the 1968 effort of LBJ to get the 68 Gun Control Act, and he used movie stars to do it. They use celebrities today, too. And you look at celebrities and you say, huh? Celebrities? I mean, what was that lawsuit between Depp and Heard? And if you heard any of that, these people are stinky people that make big boo-boos in their lives, and we're somehow holding them up as a icon of virtue and justice and good judgment and everything like that. You say, people, are we crazy? These people do not handle their own lives well, let alone be the one that ought to adjudicate how I run mine. But that's what we do. We turn it over to celebrities and prominent people that somehow deceive the people well enough to get into office, promising some off-the-wall, bizarre, chicken in every pot and two cars in every garage kind of thing in the modern vernacular. And we put them in office. We put them in office. It's bizarre to me.
Yeah, now we're closer to really receiving gun control or gun right violations at the general level and at the state level, more so than at any time in modern history. Even under Biden, we had some kind of notions of that. And every time somebody goes crazy with a gun, we seem to discuss this, but we're closer to destroying gun rights in America than we've ever been, in my opinion. You've literally got even people who have traditionally opposed this now going, oh my gosh, something's got to be done. But I remind everybody this simple reality, Dr. Bradley. Every time somebody goes crazy with a gun, a good guy comes in and stops them. So this latest one was a Border Patrol agent that had the guts to go in and shoot the murderer and stop him. But it's always a good guy with a gun that stops them. Well, if that's true, all we need is more good guys with guns so somebody gets there sooner. This fundamental reality cannot be avoided. It's a very simple discussion. If a good guy stopped the bad guy with a gun, then we need more good guys with guns to stop bad guys with guns, right? And the more available a good guy with a gun is, the sooner it could get stopped, right?
There's no question that is the scenario that plays out every single time. And it's just bizarre to me that that people are willing to overlook every single example of that that has happened, and they settle on a whacked out individual that they say now everybody in the world should lose their rights, and but they do it on everything, whether it's shutting down for whatever purpose, that they're just using whatever excuse. Some years ago, I think it was about 8 years ago, I put forth a resolution. Some conventions for parties use this resolution, in which I basically focused on the SSRI, these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. These are, what the heck is that? These are mind-altering drugs that are among the most commonly prescribed drugs in the whole United States. They're FDA approved. Whoa, whoa, we're all impressed with that, aren't we? I mean, you know, look at what FDA approval is. Every time they have a big recall of a drug, it's in every case is an FDA approved drug. And we look at what all the contradictions are with all of the bad side effects, if you will, when you hear all the commercials about these things, and they continue to approve these things. But these mind-altering drugs are they're black box drugs. We can talk about it, I guess, when we get back from the break. But these are dangerous drugs, and we'll talk about how maybe this might fit in this gun control discussion.
Amen to that. The pattern's always the same, ladies and gentlemen, but we the people better wake up and take note and act fast. I'll tell you that right now. Dr. Bradley and Sam Bushman on your radio.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
For decades, leftists, liberal socialists, and feminists have been screaming and crying, "My body, my choice," in order to justify the premeditated murder of innocent children in the womb. However, this is a fallacious argument, since science has proven and demonstrated that the baby has a separate set of DNA from the mother. If it's not your DNA, it's not your body. That is science, and you should trust the science. Remarkably, the same people who have been claiming "my body, my choice" for decades now want to force you to inject foreign substances into your body against your will. Obviously, they never cared about "my body, my choice." They just wanted to control you and have permission to kill babies. I am Ammon Bundy, and when you elect me governor of Idaho, I will sign an executive order on day one of my governorship prohibiting abortion in the state of Idaho. Because premeditated murder of the innocent should never be legal anywhere in the world, especially Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, Dr. Bradley, Sam Bushman, talking about their belligerent attempt to control guns in America. And I'm telling you right now, I don't know why the Republicans and why the conservatives can't put together a simple narrative. Hey, liberal, whoever you're talking to, how did we stop this gunman? Well, Sam, a Border Patrol agent went in there with a gun and stopped them finally there after the cop sat there for over an hour doing nothing there. That's right. So did the Border Patrol, is he a good guy? Well, of course, Sam. Did he have a gun? Of course, Sam. Well, then, if we have a good guy with a gun stop the bad guy, isn't that the way that we stop bad guys, good guys with guns? You know, it'd be great to take the guns away from the bad guys, but there's no way to do that, right? So what you got to have is good guys with guns everywhere, because then they can stop them faster. If there would have been a good guy with a gun sooner with some guts, Man, there's a lot of G's going on. Good guys with guns under God do great things. Speaking of G's, golly, isn't it amazing? See, we can't win if we don't take control of the narrative, ladies and gentlemen. That's the first thing that you got to understand. And this gun control issue is serious because they're going to take away our God-given inalienable right of self-defense. You're going to be at the mercy of not only the thugs in society, but government. See, the founding fathers drew the line there, Dr. Bradley. When King George decided to come for the guns, that's when the founding fathers said, wait a minute now, we're not going to let that line be crossed. Doctor?
Well, that, you know, of course, Sam's referring to the events of the 19th of April in 1775 at Lexington and Concord, and absolutely that is what was happening. The Redcoats were out to confiscate the armaments, the powder and ball, the ammunition, if you will, of the colonists, and of course try to capture Sam Adams and John Hancock, who they considered to be the ringleaders of this upstart thing about having liberty. But that wasn't the first time it had happened. They had actually literally been doing this. Virginia was kind of a hot spot of that in advance of that, and by the time it came around to the 19th of April, it was like, we ain't going to do this no more. And they kicked over a hornet's nest, and literally, with the warnings that went out from, of course, everybody knows about Paul Reed Revere because of the poem, but there were other writers also that were delivering the message. They had been individuals that were out. Okay, they didn't have Sam Bushman's radio program in those days. They had letters of correspondence that were sent between different colonies to say, hey, what's going on in your neck of the woods? And then people went out and noised it about in the villages and townships around. And many of these liberty-loving people had been out over time, kind of, if you will, itinerant preachers of liberty in the colonies, in the villages and townships, and the people knew these guys, these freedom riders, if you will. And, I mean, all of these terms, you've heard them maybe in a more modern vernacular, but back in the 1770s, that was how they kept in touch. They didn't have a broadcast station that they went off of, and they conveyed the information. And by the time that Paul Revere and the others that rode were able to get their message out, these guys rolled out of bed, picked up their musket and powder and ball. If they were smart, they packed a little water and a little lunch, and they fell out to the greens. There were shots heard around the world, and then the Brits had a really tough time trying to get back to Boston. And had they not been reinforced, literally, I believe it would have been a total annihilation of the whole force. These guys turned out and said, nope, this, you've gone too far. We're not going to let this happen anymore. And so the shot heard around the world basically set in motion some things that still had to be, you know, brought to closure with the use of arms. I mean, this just you know, a year later, they had their little get-together and signed the Declaration and all that kind of stuff. But that didn't make it so. They had to put some teeth into it. They had to make certain that it stuck. And even that didn't make it so. When they, you know, we had the Yorktown thing in 1781, and the king dragged his feet until 1783 to sign the treaty, and then they continued to violate it, and so the War of 1812 came along. This was something that was talked about in those days. The price of liberty is eternal vigilance, and people can't let this down. And just, oh, I'm going back to sleep. We won that one. Yeah. Oh, the Supreme Court ruled that they're going to rule this month on a Second Amendment issue. They're going to rule this month on abortion, it seems like. But, again, we could talk about the fallacious reasoning that goes into capturing the Supreme Court and why that is not the way the American founding intended things to be. But nonetheless, these battles are unremitting, and the attempts to destroy our liberties unremitting. This week, the Bilderberger Group is meeting in Washington, D.C. Now, if you don't know what that is, you should. These are people that are discussing bringing about globalism, And, you know, the WHO, the World Health Organization, was meeting here recently with some efforts to shut down sovereignty. These people are never stopping the Paris climate stuff that we're being shoehorned into. The idea that we're going to let them destroy our economy by printing trillions upon trillions upon trillions of funny money, phony money, monopoly money, that's destroying our ability to buy anything. Everything that's going on right now by those yo-yos that we put into power and their minions behind the office that are really the pulling the strings. I mean, if you think Joe Biden's coming up with his nonsense on his own, I don't think he has traction to be able to figure out for breakfast what it's going to be. But the fact of the matter is they are the figureheads that are being manipulated by those that are seeking to overthrow. And the press is every bit involved in it as anybody. We have less freedom of the press, I'm certain, in this country than virtually any Western country in the world. I don't know if you can say that about Sudan and Saudi Arabia and stuff like that, but the fact of the matter is they've basically gained control of the organs of communication. And so what you're doing, Sam, I think needs to be shouted from the rooftops, if you will. And I don't know, we're in a bad way. Oh, before the break, and it's almost time for another break. I brought up this idea of these black box mind-altering chemistries that are some of the most highly prescribed drugs in the nation. They change personalities. Triggers are pulled, if you will, in some people's mind with these things. And what we end up having is triggers being pulled in a literal sense. Virtually every single one of these mass shootings that we know, that we can get the information on, they're very protective of it now because they know they're at risk. Man, word gets out about these highly prescribed mainstream drugs. Maybe we won't make as much profits, so say the pharma companies. And so there's a cap on information on this stuff. But everyone that we have gained the information on has had a trigger in these mind-altering drugs that carry black box warnings that say basically, there's some potentially dangerous side effects of this, and a lot of them are homicidal or suicidal, you know?
Yes, and the other difference, too, is every one of these criminals that create these acts, they don't have a tie to God. They weren't religiously raised. They don't have a tie to God. They don't understand that he's their father in heaven. You know, you lack that anchor in your life of religion and God and understand that he's your father and that the Savior Jesus Christ has you know, made up for a lot of problems in the world and society. He's actually your Savior. And when you don't have that tie to God, when you don't have that tie to family, so in this case, you know, the father was absent, the mother was on drugs, and you don't have any relationships of love or trust or stability. Or, okay, you take away God and family from somebody, and then you put them on these psychotropic mind-altering drugs, and then you put some kind of a mental health wacko trying to, you know, decide what they think and feel and believe, and then you get some kind of government involvement in some way. And you know what? Every time it's a Manchurian kind of candidate created. You could say that's conspiracy stuff, but every time these patterns are there, drugs, mental health support and help, no tie to God or family, you put all that together and it's disaster. And then they always routinely use that then to put that in the mainstream narrative to say, see, we got to get rid of the guns, man. The bad guys are going crazy. And then they lie and deceive and propagandize and manipulate to where the people are so deceived, it's beyond imagination. Now the Bilderbergs are going to meet in D.C., this week to plan our future. That's scary enough. But I want to tie all these agendas, whether it's COVID lockdowns for 2 years, whether it's climate change, whether it's taking away your God-given gun rights or your free speech, all five fundamental guarantees in the First Amendment are under assault. Rand Paul dismantles Biden's secretary over this regarding the Ministry of Truth. We'll talk about that in seconds with Dr. Bradley on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
South Korea and the United States responded to North Korea's launch of 8 missiles Sunday by firing 8 more missiles into the waters off the eastern coast of the Korean Peninsula Monday morning. 7 were fired by South Korea and 1 by the United States, according to South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff. Senators said Sunday there is a growing momentum to forge a bipartisan congressional response to recent mass shootings that could trigger federal gun control for the first time in a generation. But a deal is not yet in hand. Talks are expected to continue for several more days. The first weekend of June marked a greater number of lawlessness and shooting deaths in the United States, more so than the previous three-day weekend, which ended with Memorial Day. The number for weekend violence through Sunday night was at least 12 killed and 38 injured. During the holiday weekend, 9 were killed and more than 60 were injured. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Gun control is the talk of the town.
Following 2 recent mass shootings at a supermarket in New York State and an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, the issue of guns and gun laws is becoming a hot topic among lawmakers. President Biden recently delivering an address on the issue, calling for a comprehensive national gun control strategy. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, GOP House Minority Whip Steve Scalise shares his thoughts on the response by the other side of the political aisle.
The best way forward is, first of all, when you have a shooting, instead of sitting down and going, okay, what is really causing this? Why do we see these happening more and more in the last few years? It immediately becomes a debate about taking away guns. And you see Democrats quickly run. In the day of the shooting, they were talking about passing H.R. 8 in the Senate.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Dr. Bradley's with me. Rand Paul ripped apart the secretary under Biden. They had a big conversation on the Senate floor. I want to play this. It's a little bit long, but we need to do it. It's about the Ministry of Truth that they're putting together. Literally, they're going to control your free speech straight out the window. Rand Paul highlights this very well. Here's the clip, and then we'll talk about it with Dr. Bradley.
So here's my question. The FBI concludes that the Steele dossier was full of Russian disinformation. CNN propagated this disinformation gladly for years and years. The difference, I guess, between your opinion and our opinion is that, as despicable as it is that CNN propagated this disinformation, I wouldn't shut them down. I wouldn't lecture them. I wouldn't put it on a government website that CNN's wrong for propagating disinformation. The problem you have is you're not even willing to admit. I mean, we can't even have an agreement on what the FBI said was disinformation. How do you propose that you're going to have an Office of Disinformation Governance if you see the problem in even determining what is disinformation?
Oh, Senator, because our work is not focused on disinformation writ large. Where we, the Department of Homeland Security, become involved is when there's a connectivity between disinformation and threats to the security of the homeland.
Let me the Russians might be considered that. You mentioned the Russians the other day when you tried to pivot away from this being about censorship. But let's say it is the Russians. I know you're not going to ever agree that the Steele dossier, which y'all spent so much money on, was disinformation. But it was, and the FBI concluded. But let's just say there's an imaginary disinformation. You've discovered tomorrow Russian disinformation that's going to hurt our national security, and CNN's broadcasting it. What are you going to do?
Senator, let me...
You're going to tell Putin you shouldn't do this.
Senator,
what are you going to do?
Senator, let me explain what we do in the Department of Homeland Security with respect to disinformation, and frankly, what we've been doing for nearly 10 years across different administrations. The cartels propagate disinformation that Title 42 does not apply to a particular community of migrants from a particular country.
How are they propagating this?
If I may, through social media, and what we do through U.S. Customs and Border Protection is actually communicate via social media and other channels that is false, that we do apply Title 42.
So let's say there's Russian disinformation as well. Are you going to take to social media and broadcast that people are broadcasting something incorrect about what do you think is Russian disinformation?
Senator, let me emphasize...
Well, you said the other day Russians, and now you're saying not so much the Russians, you're saying the cartels.
No, I'm not, Senator. You're mischaracterizing my statement.
Then what are you going to do if there's Russian disinformation? You're going to broadcast something on social media?
Allow me to share when we become involved in the Department of Homeland Security. We become involved when disinformation poses a threat to the security of our country. It is when there's a connectivity to a threat to our country. It could be a threat, a connectivity to violence. And what this working group does is precisely what I would think you would want it to do, which is to take a look at the work, the disinformation work that our department has done, and ask the following questions. Do we have policies? Do we have guardrails? Do we have standards?
But here's the problem. We can't even agree what disinformation is. Can't even agree that it was disinformation, that the Russians fed information to the Steele dossier. If you can't agree to that, how are we ever going to come to an agreement on what is disinformation so you can police it on social media?
Senator, I have 2 points, if I may finish. Number one, that what this office, what this working group does, because it's not an office, what this working group does is ensure that there are guardrails, definitions, standards to make sure that the free speech rights, the civil rights, civil liberties, and privacy rights of individuals.
So do you think COVID disinformation threatens our national security?
And number two, if I may, Senator, and number two, is it your proposition that when the cartels spread disinformation with respect to our immigration policies to try to lure vulnerable migrants to our border illegally?
I think you've got no idea what disinformation is, and I don't think the government's capable of it. Do you know who the greatest propagator of disinformation in the history of the world is? The U.S. government. Are you familiar with McNamara, the Pentagon Papers? Are you familiar with George W. Bush and the weapons of mass destruction? Are you familiar with Iran-Contra? I mean, think of all the debates and disputes we've had over the last 50 years in our country. We work them out by debating them. We don't work them out by the government being the arbiter. I don't want guardrails. I want you to have nothing to do with speech. You think we can't determine, you know, speech by traffickers is disinformation? You think the American people are so stupid they need you to tell them what the truth is? You can't even admit what the truth is with the Steele dossier. I don't trust government to figure out what the truth is. Senator, government is largely disseminating disinformation. So I do have a question, and here's the question. So maybe the Russians, maybe some cartels. What about COVID disinformation? Is that in your bailiwick for your disinformation governance board?
Senator, you would have to give me the details.
Okay, here. I've said a million times that cloth masks don't work. YouTube takes me down. They're a private company. I can have that beef with them. What about you? You going to look at that? I often say that natural immunity from having had the infection is equal to the vaccine or better. You going to take that down?
There, Well, first of all,
those are very specific,
Senator. First of all, it's not for us to take it down. And second of all,
are you going to put information out there saying that I'm spreading disinformation?
Senator, we are not the public health experts to make those determinations.
So public health won't be part of the disinformation governance board. No COVID disinformation. Yes or no?
Senator?
Yes or no? Is public health going to be part of your censorship group?
Somebody, allow me, because you're presenting hypotheticals that are vague and
ambiguous. I just gave you a very specific one on cloth masks. I gave you a very specific one on immunity from previous infections.
I answered your question, but let me answer the last question that you posed. Do not, under any circumstances, accept the vaccine at a FEMA overseen vaccination center because they are actually peddling fentanyl. Now, should I sit back and take that, or should I actually disseminate accurate information? That's what we're doing, what we would do. Should FEMA issue accurate information that the vaccinations that we are administering in the sites that we oversee actually are the COVID-19 vaccines?
I have greater respect for the American people than you do. I think the American people can figure out the truth. And if you think the American people need to be told there's not fentanyl in the vaccination, feel free to say it. But the thing is if you are going to go around saying that you are the arbiter of information and of disinformation, I think you have no clue. And you don't have the perspective history knowing that disinformation, the largest progenitor of disinformation in our history, has probably been the U.S. government.
I've never said that, and actually I've said the exact opposite.
Thank you,
Senator. We are not the truth police.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that exchange. Okay, he takes it to this fentanyl discussion, but he never answered the questions about the masks. So look, this Ministry of Truth, ladies and gentlemen, is getting cranked up like you wouldn't believe. What is it, Michael Chertoff's going to run the thing? Dr. Bradley, you put that together with gun control, and I'm telling you right now, America's in deep doo-doo, my dear friend.
Well, absolutely. The problem, Sam, is, I don't want to diminish the idea that this gun control issue is not horrifically high on the list, but you put the right to keep and bear arms, you put the environmental issues that they're trying to completely control and contain society with. Environment is everything. Air you breathe, the water you drink, the food you eat, how you go to work. Everything in the environment. You talk about the idea of health matters. Whether it's a COVID or a vaccine or a shutdown or a lockdown or whatever. You look about the Ukraine war and what they're doing with that. You look at the economy and how they're completely flagrantly destroying the economy with just rampant printing press money being sent out there. Every single aspect of society is under attack. And if you put out anything contrary to the establishment viewpoint, I lost 1,500 videos that were on YouTube because they said, oh my goodness, this guy's giving disinformation. The more time goes on, the accuracy of my information becomes vindicated more and more and more. But they've shut it down, taken it out of the public dialogue. The right to keep and bear arms is absolutely controlled and phonied up and destroyed by these kinds of, disinformation sources, but that it's as wide as everything that's happening in society.
Ladies and gentlemen, that Rand Paul clip is really telling about the Ministry of Truth, which they're pushing in America today. All five First Amendment God-given guarantees are under assault. And as Dr. Bradley said, way more than that.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. and the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Dr. Bradley with me, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the Ministry of Truth. We're talking about gun control. We're talking about climate control. We're talking about COVID lockdowns. All these things are culminating into one great government has becoming the enemy. Ladies and gentlemen, how do we rein them in appropriately? How do we do so peacefully? The only answer that I know is turn to God, family, and country. The only answer that I know, ladies and gentlemen, is realize the checks and balances put in place can remain, allow us to remain peaceful if we act soon. But eventually, if they take away the guns, eventually, if they lock you down every way but Sunday to where you don't have any of your First Amendment rights or any of your, you know, guarantees, the five guarantees in the First Amendment, every one of these will violate the principles of liberty. You don't have any religious liberty, you won't have any liberty at all. So you got to be able to go to church and have that freedom, or else what freedoms do you have left? This is all culminating into a great big battle that sadly the government insists on creating, Dr. Bradley.
You know, there's many lies that are told and retold to convince the ignorant that the general government's power is unbounded. And I kind of coined it into a term, lies, lies, and more darned lies. And the real thing I originated that from was something that Mark Twain said, lies, damned lies, and statistics. And that's basically where we're going with this propagation of government-created lies. Now, this isn't the first time this has happened. And we go back to Joseph Goebbels, for example, the chief Nazi propaganda war machine guy. And he made a statement, roughly translated, it was, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. Okay, so what's happening is we're being constantly told lies, whether it's about the necessity of common sense gun control laws, or the fact that we've got to lock ourselves down in home arrest because of some fabricated worry that's out there that really has proven to be unfounded. The idea that the vaccine is safe and effective, I mean, any of these things are fabrications, but they have at their basis an agenda. And that's what's driving this right now. The important thing is for people to recognize that the general government has no authority whatsoever to be involved in any of these things at all. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The idea that's found in the First Amendment, go read it again. They can't do anything that interferes with religion. They can't abridge the free abridge. That means somehow block the freedom of speech or the press or the people to assemble. All of these things we've been told, these unremitting lies, 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 and more darned lies, as I often say. We get told these things, and the people start to believe. Oh yeah, I've heard that. People, yeah, they, yeah, I learned that in junior high, that you repeat it often enough, and people eventually come to believe it. And that's where we are in
America. Well, and I'll tell you one of the biggest lies I think we're experiencing right now. It's that, you know what, the Democrats are off the rails, Dr. Bradley. They're just extreme. They're socialist. They're communist. They're fascist. They're just, I mean, look how belligerent and off the rails they are. And I agree that that's a fact. That's the problem, is that it's a fact. But here's the in my opinion, the bigger problem. The founding fathers warned us about this partisan politics idea. And now what you've got is the Republicans saying, all you got to do is let us get back in power. We'll go ahead and fix this. We'll go ahead and indict and, you know, impeach Obama or Biden. We'll do this. We'll do that. But look, the Republicans are the ones that have done the most damage. Okay, you look at the fast track vaccines. Okay, Operation Warp Speed, that was Republicans. Donald Trump led the cause. You go back and look at gun control. Republicans, Republicans, Republicans everywhere. Now you say, wait a minute, Sam, it's the Democrat. No, I don't think so. The Republicans controlled the courts. Republicans control the lockdowns were all under Republicans. We go on and on. The Supreme Court had more Republicans on the court than Democrats when Roe versus Wade got passed. We go on down the road. The Republicans now, Rand Paul was in this big old fight with this, you know, Biden secretary over what Homeland Security is doing. So the Republicans are the ones that put Homeland Security in place, a whole new government agency, totally out of control. Now, poor Rand Paul's fighting against Homeland Security, violating your rights, created the Ministry of Truth, if you will. Republicans, Republicans, every single time I look at it, and Republicans have assaulted us as much as the Democrats, if not more. But yet we're told this lie that, oh my gosh, you got to stop the Democrats, by golly. If you don't even think your guy's a good guy, don't worry. It's all because we got to make sure we get the right guys on the courts. You see, that's the real important thing. And they go on and give you reason after reason. Oh, we almost got elected so close, but no cigar. Maybe next time there, Dr. Bradley. And we go on and on and on with this partisan politics lie. The Great Divide is almost the biggest propaganda piece I can think of, because everything else is downstream when you think about it.
Well, it's absolutely true, and in fact, if you've read, and people ought to go at least review it, The Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley, and it's a 1,300-page, roughly, document that documents the fact that the intent of those that are seeking to overthrow our freedom was to capture both parties so that you could throw the bums out and keep the agenda going forward. And, I mean, one of the biggest travesties that have ever occurred in the whole history of the United States was the USA Patriot Act. I testified in the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee against the reauthorization of that back in 2004. We had a very acrimonious exchange between Orrin Hatch, who is the chair of the committee, and myself. In fact, at one point I thought he was going to, you know, accuse me of contempt of the Senate, and I would have agreed because of the contempt was immense. It still is. But the fact of the matter is, Orrin Hatch, Republican, conservative Republican, constitutionalist Republican, all these lies that have been propagated about that man, he was the principal author, according to his own statement. I don't believe he was bright enough to really write the whole thing, but the fact of the matter is, he claimed to be the principal author of the USA Patriot Act. Eviscerated, removed. The Fourth Amendment does not exist in the United States anymore. And it's absolutely tied back to what happened under George W. Bush and Orrin Hatch, if you will, who was instrumental in this Patriot Act thing. I mean, I could review with you. There isn't time, I'm sure. Patriot Act through the House, Senate, and the presidential signature in days. You can't even read it in that time, let alone digest and recognize all the problems. By my count, when I read it, one of the few in the world that has, there were 214 other sections of U.S. code that were affected by it that are not incorporated. Well, they're incorporated by reference, but you don't see how they affected this affected those 214 others. I think I undercounted because I was manually counting. But the point of the matter is, we get told USA Patriot Act. What a lie. There's nothing patriotic about it at all. Every time you do banking, if you want to do something over a $10,000 cash thing, you get scrutinized. The bank has a responsibility to be the snitch to the government. You try and carry cash as you go about this country. It's absolutely absurd. These shall issue warrants. And, well, again, there's no time to really discuss the whole thing. But the fact of the matter is, the government, U.S. government, does not have any authority whatsoever to participate in any of these things. And in fact, they are to be interdicted from doing so based upon the Bill of Rights, for example.
Amen to that. And isn't it true that the Patriot Act was again passed and promoted by Republicans?
Absolutely.
See, every time you turn around, the Democrats have all kinds of boogeyman stuff out there. And I'm not saying they do good. They do bad. But the Republicans, it's on their watch that 90% of the dismantling of America has taken place. I kid you not. When you go study it, all the key pivotal realities are under supposedly the guys that you don't need to watch because they're the good guys. Thank heavens we stopped the bad guys. And now the good guys are, well, what they're doing is betraying us while we believe they're protecting us. It's the greatest lie ever. It turns out the gas prices have now doubled under the Biden administration, and it's going to get worse. So expect that on the horizon, too. They're assaulting us economically speaking. Interestingly enough, right, when Russia and this and that and all the war, and hey, all of a sudden gas prices go up, and then, you know, Joe Biden wants the environment to be the key issue. You think there's a relationship there? So this propaganda has got to be rejected at all levels, and we the people must stand up while we have the opportunity. But I'm telling you, the Republicans are betraying us like nobody's business. And all the only solution we have on the table right now, at least nationally speaking, or at least in the mainstream press, we got to just have the Republicans, they'll sweep. Thank heavens the Democrats have exposed themselves as the bad guys, and wow, the Republicans are going to take power back. If that's your solution, I fear for this country more than ever, based on past records and history and a reality check, Dr. Bradley.
Well, and, you know, I'll just point out, too, the red flag laws that Trump was so in favor of. He said, we'll figure out the due process things later. No, that is not, first of all, shall not be infringed, okay? That is not, the general government has no authority. There is zero. There is none. I don't know what we've got to do to help people re-understand these things. You know, they get these ideas that the World Health Organization, can take our sovereignty over. They get the idea that treaties can take our sovereignty over. Very often, these are Republicans promoting these ideas, and they send them out in emails, and they, ain't it awful, there is no authority to do it. Unless and until the people come to understand that, they're going to continue to be bamboozled. If we don't protect our rights, we lose them. And so, yes, absolutely, we've got to get people to understand that the principles that we stand for that are in the forefront. Big problem with Republicans is so many people believe the lie that is told, we get these guys in office and we can go back to sleep. We can go back to watching our basketball games and figuring out what we're going for vacation or whatever. And the fact of the matter is that unless eternal vigilance is exercised, they're going to continue to slide these things past us. And they're taking bigger and bigger gulps all of the time. And to me, it's just astounding that people think, we get another party in. Well, tragedy and hope, Carol Quigley, they've captured
the Hegelian dialectic, good cop, yeah, bad cop, whatever term you want to use to highlight the reality. It's in your face, and it's getting more blatant than Americans are waking up. The question is, are they waking up fast enough? Or will they move forward with tyrannical agendas faster than we wake up? Time will tell. The battle's on. The culture war is at the helm, at the center of this discussion, Dr. Bradley.
It is. Let me just use the Patriot Act as an example. I mean, here we got the Republicans in power, right? It was introduced on the 23rd of October, 2001. It passed the House the 24th of October, 2001, 357-6, okay? It passed the Senate the next day, 98-1. The president signed it the next day. Most people could not really read it in that time, let alone digest and cross-reference and annotate the thing. It was a railroad job that destroyed the Fourth Amendment. And in the fear that we had, ain't it awful, we're all going to die, we lost a great gulp out of our Bill of Rights. The Fourth Amendment's gone, people.
Sadly. You got to replace fear with faith. You got to promote God, family, and country. We as the people need to repent, and we better realize you got to stand up. Our founder said you have a republic, not related to Republican, by the way. You have a constitutional republic if you can keep it. That means eternal vigilance. Repentance before God Almighty is the only way to save this country. It is about the protection of life, liberty, and property. It is about God, family, and country. And it is about we, the people, in the culture war, standing with God Almighty over government. The question left is, will you help us? Get involved, ladies and gentlemen. For Sam Bushman and Dr. Scott Bradley, our goal is to preserve the nation, to preserve the republic. Yeah. This nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America. FreedomsRisingSun.com.